Pope Benedict XVI's Sunday appeal for a peaceful resolution to tensions along the Iraqi border with Turkey touched on the plight of Iraqi Christians who have sought refuge in the autonomous and relatively peaceful northern province of Iraqi Kurdistan. Millions of others, Iraqis, have left their native country, driven by violence and the threat of violence, to seek better fortunes in other lands. The plight of Iraq's 2 million refugees is worsening as regional neighbors close their borders to the men and women who are fleeing the country, saying they have no other option in the face of reduced resources. Jordan and Syria say Europe and the United States are not doing their share to resettle Iraq's refugees. Sweden alone stands apart, offering asylum to almost 75% of all Iraqi applicants. Susie Hodges spoke with 24-year-old Iraqi refugee Hussan Adzam, who says he regained his future the day Sweden granted him asylum.
The main reason I left Iraq, just like any other Christians, is the situation in Iraq, the safety issue. Nobody is safe, even in his house. We started to have this problem. You are the unbelievers. You're all going to hell. You have to. This is the holy land. You can't stay here anymore. Some people just show it right in your face. They tell you how they feel about you.
Were you actually specifically threatened, though?
Yes, absolutely. Because it happens an incident that U.S. Army forces came to our neighborhood, and they needed somebody to speak English so they can help them with translating with somebody else in the street who needed help. So since I speak English, I just offered help, and I spoke to them. And after this, I had lots of phone calls or people in the street. I mean, we'll kill you, we'll kill your family, you're helping the unbelievers, and so, all these kind of threats.